Pesachim Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. Nitmas Shalem Orubo. If the whole Karban Pesach became Tameh, this is in a case where a Yachid only is Tameh, not that the whole Tzibur. So this Yachid's complete Karban Pesach became Tameh Orubo, or most of it. Sarfin Oso Lifnei HaBira Me'atzei Marocha. So this guy would have to burn it in front of the Bira. So the Bira here, the Rav says, is the Beis HaMikdash. They'd have to burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash. The Bira we brought up earlier, I think in the third or the fourth parak, so Machlokes in the Gemara, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, is the Bira the Beis HaMikdash? Or is the Bira a specific place, like a room inside the Beis HaMikdash? Reish Lakish held that the Bira is the Beis HaMikdash, and it seems that the Rav is going like that, at least in this Mishnah, that they would make them burn it outside in the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that everybody should see, that they should be embarrassed, that they would be more careful not to be metama the carbon in the future. And they specifically needed to do it with the Atzei Marocha. From the Beis HaMikdash, they had to use that wood. So there are two reasons given. Number one is not to embarrass an Ani that didn't have his own wood. Also, a lot of people were traveling, and they didn't have their own wood for this. And also because of Chshad, Maris Ayin, that if they made them burn it outside the Beis HaMikdash, but people would bring their own wood and not use wood from the Beis HaMikdash, so then when they were finished burning it, the people that had their own wood would take it back to their house, and somebody would see this happening. He would say, hey, look, he's taking wood from the Marocha, which is only designated for Karbonus. And also, by the way, it's also designated for people that are burning kachim that are pasul. That's why it's mutter to do this. This is not an issue of having hana from something in the Beis HaMikdash. Based and made a tanai that a carbon that's tameh or pusel, like we had previously, can be burned with this wood. And when this would happen, there would obviously be no maris ayin, and nobody would be embarrassed. Nitma miuta ivanoisar. But what if a minority of the carbon became tameh, vanoisar, or the carbon was not tameh, but it was left over from the carbon pesach? You have to burn that. Where would you burn that? Sarfen oso b'chatzei reyen. There, you can go after the ikar halacha. You did not need to burn it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Really, you could have burnt everything in all of Yerushalayim. So in this case, you can burn it. You didn't do anything wrong. You burn it in their courtyards, o al gago sehen, or on their roofs, me'atzei atzman. In this case, they would not use the atzei marocha. They would use their own wood. Hatzai konin, the stingy ones, sarfen oso lifnei abira. They would burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash, b'shvil lehanas mi'atzei marocha. They weren't embarrassed. They wanted to save a lot of money. They wanted to save on the wood. So they would actually burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash so they didn't have to have any hana from their own wood. B'shvil lehanas mi'atzei marocha, in order that they should have hana from the wood of the marocha. This was that they shouldn't waste their own wood. The question is, aren't they having hana from kachim? The wood was not designated for them. So the teretz is that the Lev Beis Din was also Masna. They knew that there would be these stingy people that would do such a thing. So therefore, Lev Beis Din was Masna for them too. Because if Lev Beis Din would not be Masna for them, Taisus says there'd be a concern that they wouldn't end up burning the Karban Pesach that became Tameh or Nosar, and they may even end up eating it. So therefore, to prevent those Yisurim, Beis Din was Masna for them too. So that wouldn't be a problem as well.